It is the Riot podcast for the Friday before Nikki's birthday.
It is Friday, February 17th. My birthday is Sunday,
February 19th.
February 19th. So we are almost there. This was our last Riot before my birthday.
Yes. And, you know, I feel like we had a really good time today.
It was so nice. We heard some, you guys are so cute with your texts with your birthday wishes. So Thank you so much.
So, you know what? Since you're getting this, you got a time shift a little bit. So why don't you guys go ahead and tweet at Nikki, at Radio U Nikki.
Yep. You can do that there.
You could do that. You could also email us, riot@radiou.com, because you may have a long-form birthday wish.
You could do that. You could direct message me if you want on Instagram. That's at Radio U Nikki as well.
Don't you have your Instagram locked up?
Yeah, you just ask for a friend thing, okay. And I'll add you as a friend.
Maybe.
But you can always message me there, too.
Yeah, so
maybe. I always do, which is why it's like, why do you keep it locked? But I still do.
I like to say maybe just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case, Nikki. Like, let's just
hang
on there.
Did you see when someone just texted their Batman comic?
Wait, let's see.
I'll let you pull that up. That's fantastic.
That is actually
really
great.
You should post it on the Riot page. That's the best one. It's a Batman and Robin one. And Robin looks like he's saying,
happy birthday, somebody.
Something. And then Batman just is slapping him across the face like, be quiet. It's my time now.
And it says it's Nikki's time now.
It's Nikki's time. So thank you again so much for all the happy birthdays. Enjoy this podcast. It features Steven from Hearts Like Lions. Their new album is available. And you can find that through shop.radiou.com if you want more details on it.
All right. And no spoilers. No spoilers, but Nikki gets a birthday
gift,
and it starts a discussion on hardcore dolphin emulation,
which you'll find out more in this. And of course, again, Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can always join us there if you want to sometime this weekend if you have anything to message us with.
Yes, eyes still itching.
Rubbing your
headache.
Eyes.
I don't know what's going on over here. It's in this real specific spot.
In your head?
It's in my head. I hope I don't have like something growing in my head, like a weird alien that has to come out through my nose or something.
Keep it over there.
Oh, no, you're coming with me. don't worry.
We might as well see the same doctor, because usually when one of us gets sick, the other one doesn't feel well either.
Oh, I hope that. I'm good.
You're fine.
I'm fine, guys.
Enjoy your Friday and have a really, really good weekend.
It is the Riot.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
We're celebrating Nikki's birthday today. I'm going to remind you all the time.
Every opportunity that can possibly come up.
Don't mess this up. So text or call happy birthday, 877-2-RADIO-U.
Hey, I got to say, you're on your A game. Obi has a present that's in an actual gift wrap bag and everything.
Yep.
So like when you showed me that yesterday, I was like, what are you doing? This is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Don't worry, guys.
He's on top of it. He's got it all.
No problem. So something else that I got, well, actually I don't have, but somebody else did. Remember Nintendo, how they're making a new game console called the Nintendo Switch?
Yes, which when is its release?
Its official release date is March 3rd.
3rd, okay.
So that's 2 weeks from today. Is that 2 weeks? Seven?
It
yes.
It seems like
two
yes.
2 weeks from today.
That should be right.
Okay, well, someone already has it.
Nintendo, yeah.
Well, yes, Nintendo does. But there was a guy on NeoGAF, Hip Hop the Robot. That's a screen name.
Yeah.
Or screen name. He has the Nintendo Switch. He has a pre-order. He refuses to say which retailer sent it to him.
Oh, someone sent it to him early?
But he said he got home yesterday, and lo and behold, there is his Nintendo Switch.
Okay, that's way different. I thought you were going to say he somehow just got one through the company.
Well, we could. For all we know, it actually fell off the back of a truck. Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But he says he got it early. He has no games to play on it, which, you know, that's kind of a bummer.
Baby steps. It's okay.
Yeah. But he did post a video, an unboxing video, showing it coming out of the box. He showed the user interface, which is something that Nintendo has not shown at all. But that's all that he can do with it.
You're right. This is either, this could go a couple of ways. It did fall off the truck and he legitimately just got a hold of one.
Mm-hmm.
Or it fell off the Nintendo truck.
You know.
And they're trying to drum up a little Nintendo excitement for the Switch and a little suspicion of like, oh, how'd this guy get this? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? You know, this can be done.
Oh, well, it's much more likely that we would be talking about it if some guy happened to get it versus, I don't know, let's say Nintendo came out and said, watch this video of the new user interface
this is unboxing
of the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, so we Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be like that, but it could be.
It could. There are a lot of things it could be. We don't know exactly what it is, but we do know what it claims to be. That a guy got this, just came home, his pre-order shipped 2 weeks early for reasons even he doesn't understand. He has absolutely nothing to do with it except turn it on and look at the UI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing about the Switch that I think I just am like, oof. It seems so small.
Sure.
I mean, I don't feel like I have like monster claw hands, but I feel like when I put that thing in my hands, I'm going to be like, whoa, don't break it.
But they want it to feel portable enough, so it's going to have to be small.
I get it, but it's smaller than your phone.
I know, but I don't know. Guess we'll just find out.
Well, I guess
we're not as lucky as this guy.
Okay, not everybody gets it 2 weeks early.
Whether legitimately or, again, fell off the truck.
Robbed the truck. Mm-hmm. But we don't know that. We're not accusing anybody of anything.
For sure. Yeah. I want to say thank you to Jonathan for the happy birthday to the best half of the riot. So, Jonathan, thank you. You're so sweet.
Thanks for turning it into an insult.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them. It actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
You know, I feel like it's one of those things where every few weeks, maybe every couple of months, I read a write-up on somebody, and I just think, man, again, I feel like I am this person. I connect with them a lot. And I mean, there are different reasons, but this write-up in particular is about a woman that has what they call Klein-Levin syndrome.
What is
that? She sleeps about 20 hours a day.
Oh, wow. But that's not like, you know, you think you want that, but you wouldn't really want that.
I know. You don't really want it. That's whatever. You don't want it. I get it. But gosh, I would be game.
Like, you want to have the option to be able to sleep 20 hours a day, but not the unfortunate.
Like, you have to.
Yeah, like, you have to sleep 20 hours a day.
So,
is it completely asleep, or is it kind of like the, because there's that one disorder where you're pretty much asleep, but you're kind of like, you can still talk to the person, but they just don't remember anything. Or sometimes it can walk around.
It's a little bit of both.
A little bit.
So what happens is, like, she'll be completely fine. Everything's mm-hmm. fine, whatever. And then she'll start to get sleepy. And she could go, like, months at a time without an episode, is what they call it.
Oh, okay. So it's not always every day.
Right. And then for, weeks, she'll go, could last a few days, could go for a few weeks, in which she'll be out of it for, like, 15, 20 hours a day. And then when she is awake, she's way out of it. Like, doesn't really know what's going on.
That would
be terrible.
It's
kind of like in a dream state. I know, but I feel like I'm already there.
No, you just want sleep. You just want to be able to, like we said, have the option of 20 hours of sleep a day, but you're not going to take it.
Have you listened to the show? Don't you think that I sound delusional, out of touch with reality?
Yeah, you sound like the other type, but...
Okay, so...
Yeah, again, no, it's nothing like that.
What I'm putting forward to you right now is I could have a neurological disease like this, where I sleep, and then when I'm awake, I'm out of touch with reality. Like, I think...
But you're not sleeping, so you don't have it.
I know, but I'm sleeping... Well, not that you know about, but I mean, I'm sleeping with my eyes open. It's
right now?
All the time.
That's not what you're doing.
Remember that one time when we were in here, and like, I was talking, but I was like leaned up against the mic, practically asleep for the whole break.
Sometimes about when I close one of my eyes, I'm still looking at you and paying attention, but not really.
I can tell, like, Nikki, sometimes I'll be talking like Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. And Nikki gets this look where she's like, so focused on trying to stay awake.
Stay awake. Stay awake.
I can remember one time coming in here, I'm not even making this up, that we did a whole break and I really was pretty much asleep.
I know.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
I remember it because I had my mic like this and I was like leaned into it and I was still talking. And when it was over, I thought, man,
don't remember a thing.
I can't keep working like this. I'm going to have to do something.
So no, I still think you're not getting enough sleep, but so that's why this looks so amazing, but that would be horrible to have.
Like, get a load of this. Here's a picture of her with her brother and sister. She has no memory of this photo at all.
Because, like, she was just in one of those episodes
of it? They came to visit, they went somewhere, they did all this stuff. She has no idea that even happened.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want sleep, but not at that expense.
All right, I guess I don't want it either, then fine.
Thanks so much.
Fine.
Thank you.
Can I just get a doctor to write a prescription that it gets me paid for sleeping? Come on. Is that so hard?
Okay.
Apparently,
we're going to come up with some other way to get you some more sleep.
I'm going to go to the doctor for that, and he'll be like, actually, your coworker sent you here for rage issues.
What's this about?
Rage, and it says something about the chronic complaining.
They bring another doctor in. They're like, well, we've been talking to Nikki, and she thought maybe while you're here.
Here's, you know, we're just going to talk for a while. No, just get yourself comfortable. No, don't fall asleep. Never mind. Not comfortable. Stand up. Okay, let's talk.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I don't know if you know this. You don't exactly share birthdays with a celebrity, but you're very close.
Well, my birthday is officially on Sunday.
It is.
This is the final Riot before that momentous occasion. So, yes, I actually, you know what? I don't remember anybody I share a birthday with.
Well, I'll tell you what. Today was Paris Hilton's birthday.
Yeah, today doesn't count, though. Today's like my unofficial birthday.
I'm telling you right now, though, you could have been partying with Paris Hilton.
Does not count. You got to look at
Sunday. How much fun would that be?
That sounds like no fun.
Did you know that Paris Hilton reduced... Gosh, can I talk?
No.
She released a pop album.
Yeah.
So if you ever think to yourself, Nikki, you want to release a pop album...
I would have to do it.
Okay, I got some for you, though. February 19th is your actual birthday.
Yes.
All right. Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown?
She turns 12 on Sunday.
From Stranger Things.
She's 11.
Okay.
Even though she's turning 12.
Great.
No!
Oh, gosh.
The funniness.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Really looking for a name we're going to know here.
Someone noticeable?
Seal.
Seal?
You know...
The artist?
The artist, Seal. There's one for you.
No one else?
Smokey Robinson?
No.
Yeah, I'm working here. I'm looking. Falco.
Who?
Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh, that song?
That guy. You and that guy
share a
birthday.
Okay.
That's right. Benicio del Toro.
Hey, what was the one movie? Sicario? I like that.
Sicario, yep. He was in that. And
though he could have been nicer. Okay. All right. Benicio.
Could have done a little better.
Could have been a little bit nicer.
Yeah. I got to tell you, that's all I'm coming up
with.
That's
the whole thing?
There.
That's the whole list?
Do you know Sophie Beaton?
No.
She's a model. Gabrielle Epstein. She's popular on Instagram, it says.
Okay. Anybody else's birthday on Sunday?
She's Australian. She has 1.6 million followers. Oh, she's a popular bikini model, it says.
Ah, I see.
So that's
about all we get.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is, I'm not surprised that you're the most popular person born on your birthday, because a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to share birthdays with Nikki.
This is my special day.
Yeah. Oh, how about Victoria Justice? There you go. She was in Zoe 101.
Okay. For a minute, I was like, you're going to have to give me more.
She also was in iCarly.
Oh.
Did voices for the Penguins of Madagascar. Okay. She also starred in the Nickelodeon film The Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Why don't you just leave it at Benicio del Toro?
Just want to stop on Benicio.
Just leave it at him.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
you know
but
what?
George, I got to thank you for texting. I loved your text. It said, happy birthday, Nikki. Only 114 days till June 11th. 2 p.m. Pacific. George, you were paying attention yesterday, and if you don't get that, that was a reference to something we talked about Xbox related.
Get this guy a free Xbox.
George, that was awesome.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
I read the essay that you sent me yesterday about how the letters/pub scene is one of the finest examples of romantic tension.
In Persuasion,
yes.
Persuasion is my favorite Jane Austen, which is not as flashy as like Pride and Prejudice or, you know, some of the other more well-known ones. But Persuasion is still my favorite, so I sent you an article on it.
I did. I read it. It was interesting. I read Persuasion a couple years ago, and I didn't hate it, but I did not.
It's not like going to be your favorite thing.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it the way that Nikki does. It is always interesting to have somebody come along and point things out to you in the text. And so this essay pointed out how Persuasion has one of the most biting descriptions of any female character in any of her books. And I'm like, I glanced right over that.
Didn't notice it.
Didn't notice what an insult it was to her when they described her as she was very much changed.
Yes.
And so it was supposed to be she didn't look like she was 18 anymore because she was the ripe old age of 27. Ancient by those standards. Practically a spinster, they say.
If you start feeling like now, like you can't find somebody and you feel like you are getting older, but you're not, just realize back in those days, like 27 was just...
You were ancient.
Beyond ancient.
But in fairness, they expect you to be dead at 28. So.
Of course. Gotta get married early.
You know, medicine was different then. And
it was different times.
The food supply.
Yes.
And people were shorter and skinnier and deader.
Quicker.
That's the way everything happened.
Oh, now you really know how to make it a romantic book.
but it was interesting. It was. I felt like I was in, a lit class where someone was explaining to me the tension between the two of them realizing that they loved each other, the passing of the note.
Captain Wentworth.
He passed her a note,
a
guys.
Letter, yes.
So, you know what? It's a note. It's what it was.
But it was coming
it was
from...
it was a love note.
So I think they wrote that article
around
Valentine's
Day. Do you think he did
Valentine's
that little thing
Day.
Where it's got a little tab and you write pull on the tab and
oh,
you pull
and you
it
open
out
up.
And
no,
it
we
unfolds.
Always did the, like the... Gosh, you would... It's
fatty, fatty 2x4. No. What is
how
it?
How are my hand gestures anything along those lines?
Well, because I felt like you were...
No.
It's a rhyme.
How is that anything like that? You know, you make it into... And it's got the four tabs and...
Yeah.
You could go, do you like
oh,
I
yes,
like
so, yeah.
you a lot, very, very, very,
right.
very much. And
fatty,
you open it.
Fatty, fatty, too. Is that?
No.
No?
Does that ever called that? Was that by you, the boys? Did you guys used to call it that?
I don't know.
I thought those things used to have a name.
You know what, Nikki? I'll just be honest with you. I was very immature for my age.
So you probably
so
did say
I
that.
I probably did.
Well, that was kind of like where you would say, do
like,
you like
I,
me?
I
like you a very,
like
very, very lot.
A very, very. But see, you could just, you can add a very for every time and change
no,
the outcome.
No, you kept, yes, that was it. You added very until
you
got
what,
you,
what
wanted.
You wanted.
And you're like, oh, he likes me a lot. Very, very, very a
Does
lot.
Does that bring you cold comfort when you were not sure if he liked you? You were just like, no, it's here. Look. According to the paper
oh,
thing.
With cootie catchers, maybe? No, I thought there was something else they used to call them.
Wait, so.
Well, we don't have to talk about it. It's fine.
Good. All right. Well, I've enjoyed our time together.
Well, we've gone from literature of Jane Austen to the one fortune-telling thing when you were
yeah.
a kid in school and
well,
if
but
the person
Nikki,
liked you a
there
lot.
There was a lesson there. You controlled your own fortune. So today, you decide how it's going to go. Hi to David, who just texted. He said he took a Jane Austen class in college and loved Persuasion.
Yay!
Happy birthday. Have a great day.
What was his name again?
That was David.
David, thank you.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Nikki.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
So have you filled out your bracket yet for March Madness?
I have not. Are we going to do that soon?
When is March Madness again?
Soon. It's in the madness of March.
So it's in March?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So like
so
that's
coming very, very soon.
We've got like a week and a half still, so we're probably
you
good.
Plenty of time to do your bracket.
Whatever. You know who else hasn't done their bracket yet? President Trump.
Oh yeah, they always do the presidential bracket.
Well, they used to. See, President Obama was a big basketball fan.
Yeah.
And so he participated in a March Madness bracket with ESPN every year. President Trump has declined to do that. ESPN let everybody know yesterday that the White House has politely declined the opportunity to participate because President Obama would actually appear on ESPN to discuss.
Oh, to do all that?
His picks, et cetera, et cetera. But President Trump,
you know,
not interested.
I feel half and half on that. I always got to a point where I felt like previous presidents used to see way too much on like anything.
Yeah.
And I felt like as the role of president, perhaps they're, you know, like he didn't need to be on BuzzFeed like all the time. Things like that. Where I know they're trying to speak to us in a way,
right.
But I felt like it
Meet
was
people where they are
too often and too like, well, sure, we'll get you an interview with the president. No big deal. So I feel like maybe pulling back a little bit on that. You could still do a bracket, but on some of the things, if you don't see the president as often, it might not be a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I think about it. Like, okay, Let's take it another direction, though.
Yeah.
All right. You know, President Obama did this with ESPN because he liked basketball. President Trump's not doing this because he doesn't like basketball. I don't know. But if you were president, what would you use your influence for that's like a pop culture thing that you love that you would want to participate in?
Well, at first I thought, well, I'd go to like the zoo and I could hold a baby polar bear.
See?
So that would be, I'd use my power for that.
That's what you would use your power for?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Like,
because my power now currently has not yet afforded me that opportunity.
Oh.
So if anyone...
See, I see myself on maybe like the president attended E3 this year.
Yes. Yeah, like, you totally do it.
Because I love video games. So I would end up using my powers for video games.
You'd be like the guest speaker.
Yeah. And I would get up and be like, all right, what's a guy got to do to get a Scorpio around here? Come on.
Yeah.
And where's that Mass Effect? Can't I get that early?
So you'd be known for video games.
President Obama used to lean into the president of Netflix like, hey, how can I get a sneak peek at that, what's the Kevin Spacey show?
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards. Like, did you bring those? And he, like, HBO would send him advanced copies of, like, Game of Thrones and stuff. I could be playing the Mass Effect beta right now or something if I was president. But instead, I'm not. Trump is president, and he won't fill out a bracket. He's the worst president ever. How can the president not fill out a bracket? It's fake news. I'm so mad.
If that's what makes you mad, then.
I'm doing a March Madness march.
Oh, gosh, please don't.
What?
Nothing.
It's fine.
That's something that could really happen. It's like, that's amazing.
It's
if that
happening.
Did. You're like, oh, I'm not going to march in January. I'm saving it for March Madness march.
Yeah. So, President Trump has declined. ESPN, of course, is trying to be polite, but you know they're not happy about it. They're not.
That was their thing.
Yeah.
Where they were like, oh, yeah, the president's coming on.
And I'll tell you what, in a few years, I'm going to be running for president, and I'm running on a video game platform.
Which platform, though? Xbox, PlayStation, or what?
You know what, Nikki? When you're a
PC?
A real gamer, you got them all.
Multi-platforms?
Yeah, because you have to be ready for all of the different console exclusives. Like, you can't play The Legend of Zelda on a PC. Though I prefer the PC, I'm going to have to play it on the Switch.
Yeah, but you can't run a platform like that.
Yes,
you
got
to pick a side.
Nikki, it's inclusive. I'm running
an
inclusive.
Are we all supposed to get together?
I'm running an inclusive party, okay? There's a lot of room in this tent.
Actually, yeah, if you did run on that platform, there'd probably be not as many people on your party.
Whatever. Everybody plays video games.
What would you call your party?
I'll even make room for those Candy Crush people.
The party party, or what would you be?
Mario Party.
Mario Party. That's trademarked. You can't use that.
I know, but Nintendo will be so excited.
For political purposes,
they'll be like, you know what?
Not.
We're in. We're in. We're in. It's great.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot Radio U.
So, Nikki, do you remember on Valentine's Day last week when we started the show and we said that we were definitely going to do that taste test and we never did that taste test?
Was it Valentine's Day this week?
Right. Do you remember?
Wait a minute. That wasn't last week. It was Tuesday.
When I tell
you. Which you make me doubt it.
When I tell you that it feels like it's been a long week, I'm not lying.
It feels like it's been 2 weeks.
I thought Valentine's Day was last week.
No, it's Tuesday.
Okay, well, it's fine. So
yes, on Tuesday we were supposed to do a Riot food fight with these cherry M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, but never did it. So then we finally did that on Wednesday.
Well, I'm afraid. Well, with it being your birthday, that we're going to spend the whole show talking about it being your birthday or whatever, and then you're never going to get your present.
I won't open it. You want me to open it now?
Are you ready?
I can be ready, or you want me to be ready in a few minutes? Or
sure.
What do you want to do?
It's a very attractive bag.
I love it. It's pink with pink
polka
dots.
With pink polka dots. And you'll notice the choice of
pink tissue paper.
Tissue paper. Picked it out myself.
Is that because I'm a girl?
Yeah. Actually, it's not. I know that you like pink.
I do. I like purple more, but pink is a strong second.
That's what I love. I love,
strong
like,
second.
Let me tell you.
Strong
where.
Second. You don't know me.
You know what? I almost bought
all.
You. Well, yeah. No. Do you want to know? Here's what happened. Yesterday, I went to the store to buy this because I was like, I'm not rapping. I'm just buying a bag. And I was standing there. My first reaction was they had a Wonder Woman bag that was about 4 feet tall. And I was like, I'm buying this for sure.
I can totally see you doing
and
that.
I wanted to buy it because it would be something you wouldn't like. and I wanted to give it to you and say, what? She's a girl. You're a girl.
You were ready for it.
And yeah, I had this whole thing worked up. And then I was like, you know what? You always have to make a big statement, don't you? You always have to be a big whatever.
Can't you just buy a bag?
Couldn't you just buy a bag and just let it go? I thought, okay, we'll just buy a bag.
Yeah.
And then there were flat colored bags. Like, here it is, blue and red and whatever. And they were plain.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we'll get a nice bag. And so this was the
nice
half
bag.
Step between the yeah. Wonder Woman bag and the plain colored bags. And it was available like this, or there was one that had like animals on it. And I don't mean animals like, oh, I love animals. It was like a baby shower gift.
Oh, gotcha.
And
like
so
ducks and stuff.
I bought you this.
Sure.
And I actually even thought when I bought it, she's going to say something about it being like, oh, you just had to get pink, didn't you?
It's way pink.
Well, let me tell
which
you
is
this.
Fine.
You know what? I feel like when you get the card that I have in here.
I'll understand
and
more.
You, no. When you read it, you'll appreciate the freedom with which the card is addressed. When you read the card, and I'll let you read it out loud to everyone.
Okay.
When
that
you
makes me nervous.
I think that you'll read it and go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, give me a minute.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Well, I was going to say, give me a minute, and I think then we'll open up the present. Before we do Hearts Like Lions, because
yeah.
We do have a new music Friday, and we've got a chance to win soon.
Also, there are two birthday cards.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were afraid that there was no birthday card for you, but apparently...
From the staff? It's just been over here
okay.
for like the last week.
Right. Well, apparently it had been passed to everyone except Michael and I, so I went
wondering?
And bought a card.
Yeah.
So half of us signed this one, and all of us signed this one.
Wonderful.
But this is the one I picked out,
well,
the one that I failed to put your name on.
That's fine. I want to say hey to Monica. Thank you so much for texting. Happy birthday. Says congrats on all your successes. And should you decide to change careers, definitely raise baby goats. So thank you, Monica.
Exactly
that. That goes back to another
exactly
topic
that
we bring up frequently on The Riot.
I think you and baby goats, it's a match made.
I go from OB to baby goats.
Now think about how much calmer that would be.
Does sound nice, actually.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
All right, Nikki, are you ready for
present
your...
time.
Your gender-neutral...
Give me the big bag,
colored
please.
Bag. I think you should open the card first, so that way you can feel better about the bag.
Okay.
Pull the cards out. The one that doesn't have your name on it is the one I bought.
That's the one. So my birthday is on
Sunday.
That's right. But this is obviously the last right. Oh, I love the card. Oh, it is
the card
pink and
says
sparkly.
Happy.
This is happy.
Yeah, but open it up. The inscription's is more important.
What the card write or what you wrote?
No, what I wrote. There's nothing else.
Dear Nikki, we hope you have a blank, not like he's swearing, but the space is blank. Birthday, you can fill in the blank because we don't want to tell you what to do. Aw, thank you.
I mean,
that
the
is so
card
sweet.
Says happy, but I'm not telling you how to have your birthday.
Aw, very nice.
You have whatever kind of birthday you want,
whatever
Nikki.
I want to.
And your choice.
All right, I like that a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So happy birthday. I think you already know what it is.
I don't. I have no idea.
Really? Okay. There's a lot of tissue paper in there.
You got me this. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Nikki has for weeks been saying how much she wants it, so you gotta go over and steal your mom's Wii.
My mom still has a Wii, and I gotta go borrow, which she's out of town, so I can just go.
You got the keys.
I can just go take it.
You got the keys.
Thank you.
So, and I'll email.
I used to love this game.
You're gonna love it again.
I know.
I want you to know that all of us talking about it
makes you want to play it too, right?
I have been playing it.
Well, not this one. It's not open.
Well, no, not that one. I have my own copy at home. Yeah,
Mario Galaxy and Mario Galaxy 2, they're older games, but they were just my favorite. So this is what I'll play this weekend.
And I got you a gift card, too. I just got to send it to you.
Oh, thanks. You didn't have to. This is plenty.
So happy.
This is my pink bag.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Thank you.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
You know that old saying, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, or a woman. You give a person.
Thank you.
You give a person a fish.
But if you were to teach the person.
If you taught a person to fish, then they can have fish every day. And I'm like, that's gross because I hate fish.
But, I mean, you could insert, you know, like, teach a man to...
Teach a man to order...
To kill a cow.
You could give a man a happy meal, teach a man to order a Happy Meal.
More updated current version.
Right, right. That's it. So, you know, there are a lot of days that you probably listening to The Riot will hear us talk about God. We'll say something about having a relationship with Jesus or whatever. And you might think, man, that really helped me. I'm really glad that you said that. Well, I've given you a fish, but here's the thing. It's time for you to learn to go fishing. It really is. It is time for you to have your own relationship with God and to let God directly begin to work in your life and let God encourage you and be there with you. And it's not that complicated. It really is as simple as just saying, hey, Jesus, you know what? I'm not perfect. I need you in my life. I want you to come in, fill me with your spirit, and I want us to be together. And you know, the thing is, God is with you all the time, and he is often talking to you. So here's the thing, I want to take it one more step. Don't just one time, when you hear me or Nikki or Hudson or Josh or Zach or whoever say that, like, hey, invite God into your life. Don't just let that be the one time that you and God have a conversation. Take some time today and tomorrow, but let's focus on today. Today, take some time to talk to God. And then take some time and be quiet and just kind of see what God is saying to you. Take that time. And here's what I found. That time is just about the most precious time in my entire day. A couple times a day, I just take a couple minutes out, spend that time with God. And you might say to yourself, like, well, did God come down like on a fire and then you had these tablets? And no, it's an oddly quiet time where the two of us just kind of sit together. But I'll have to say that when I get up from those moments, my day changes after those moments. Like, so you're rich? And like, no, I just go out and to my desk. Like, but there's something that changes. And whether I'm at home or here at Radio U or somewhere else, when I take that time, things are better. And I can talk to God about what's going on. Like, what the heck's going on with your day? Like, what is it that what bothers you today? Like, what is just bothering you? You can talk to God about that. And God wants to get in where you are. So it's not a one-time thing. This is an all-the-time thing. And it's not just in every few days. You hear Obadiah mention it. Man, this is yours. You can own it and have it every day because God loves you, period. So look, you started a relationship with him. Take time for him. You never have? Start right now. It's a great time, right?
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So a guy walks into a zoo.
Says, why the long face?
Kidnaps a penguin.
This is weird.
And then it gets weird.
This gets really, really weird.
They found the penguin in a parking lot. Decapitated.
And that's it.
Okay. So
they don't know why.
First off, and some of you may think this is inappropriate, but where do you think you cut a penguin to actually decapitate it? Because to me, a penguin is one long neck.
Oh, its body? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe where the white meets the black?
Maybe.
Like, is that gives the illusion of a neck? But I don't think a penguin has a neck.
No, but probably, yeah, right there.
Like, that just doesn't seem like a neck to me.
It was found on a fence in a car park.
On a fence?
That's why I don't know if they did the thing with the head. I don't know. Or was the head just there by the fence?
You mean, like, did they put it on the fence?
Yes, kind of like.
Like, why are you looking at me?
No, I don't even like this topic of conversation. I don't even like this. I don't like this. I don't understand this. Don't like it. Don't whatever.
It's weird.
Yes, it is. They're trying to figure out why someone, it was penguin number 53, and a passerby, which
wow,
can you imagine?
A lot of penguins.
You're walking past the zoo and it's like, what's this? And there's the penguin head.
Here's my thing. Like, you know, if I saw, like if someone decapitated a monkey, that monkey might have had it coming. Like, it might have flung some poo at you or whatever, giving you that look. Oh, quit looking at me, monkey. You quit looking at me, monkey! You know, something like that. You're crazy, but whatever. You have a reason. Penguin number 52, like
53.
Sorry, 53.
Get its number right.
Penguin number. You know, Nikki, these penguins are more than just numbers to me.
That's true, but that's how they know them there. Right.
So, penguin number 53. Like, who wants to hurt a penguin? What did a penguin ever do to you?
Well, at first they were talking about how there was a penguin that escaped in a Tokyo zoo and lived like outside the zoo for a good number of days.
Okay.
So at first they're like, well, did the penguin escape somehow and then get injured? But no, they think that someone did take the animal from the zoo and then they found its body later.
Do you think they ate it?
Like,
do you think it's
the body?
Because they found, did they find the body and the head?
I don't know. They just found the head.
All right. I understand that animal cruelty is like a thing, but to me, like, I don't see the point. Now, if you were killing an animal to eat it, okay.
But you're
all
not doing that with a penguin.
Oh, are you not?
No, you're not.
Okay, then what did that penguin do to deserve that?
I don't know. The person has problems, and this was in a zoo in Germany, right?
Because again, I feel like in that person's head, they have constructed a narrative in which cutting off that penguin's head is an acceptable thing to do. They needed to do that. So why, what does a penguin ever do? Again, you're like, I cut off a lion's head because it was going to eat me. I cut off that monkey's head because it flung something, et cetera, et cetera.
But they're still trying to investigate and find out, did the penguin get injured while he was trying to remove it from the zoo and it died and then got decapitated?
Okay.
Or did the person do that to the penguin?
Did he put the penguin on trial?
Don't know.
And, you know, that was its sentence. I don't know. What's going on there? It's a weird.
Sad. I would hate to find that. I don't think I'd ever get over that. I loved penguins growing up. I still do. Not as much as bears, but they're pretty close second or third.
Again, I don't love penguins, but to me they seem pretty innocuous. Like, it's a penguin. What are you mad at? Like,
it's not a very,
you don't get mad at a penguin.
It's not a threatening creature. You would never think to do that, but
I mean, I can think of animals
steal
you could
it,
get
yes,
mad at,
but never decapitate it. No,
mad at the neighbor's dog because it in your yard, so you're mad at it. Okay, all right. Nikki, don't look at me like that. I'm just saying I'm imagining circumstances where
there's
I could
no
get
reason.
Mad at an animal.
You could never get mad this much.
I don't see how I'm mad at a penguin because in my day-to-day life, I never see penguins.
You just don't care.
I mean, I hated Happy Feet, but that's a whole other thing.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
Now, on the phone with us right now is Steven from Hearts Like Lions. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Steven, we feel like, we were just talking about the name of the album, If I Never Speak Again. We feel like that's, like, there's a tone there. Like, look, if I never speak again
to you, it'll be too soon. So, are we just putting that tone on there, or is there meant to be a tone?
No, it's definitely that. I guess you can call it, like it's Big Mommy tone. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we feel like that, yes. Well,
no, it's definitely got that kind of tone. As mm-hmm. It kind of speaks for itself. Like, if I never speak again, these are the words that I'm gonna say. Like, I'm just gonna get it all out there, you know.
Oh,
like,
see
it's
that?
We laugh because it sounds it's the end of something, but mm-hmm. it's not. It's like it's the start.
Okay.
So this is a more nicer version of what we were saying.
If I never
speak
if I never speak again, that room had better be clean, mister.
Not like that, but instead, no. what do I need to say in case we never speak again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
see the
some
difference.
Heavy stuff.
There
or
it
it's
is.
Like, or it could also be like, if I never speak again, you know, I don't know if you guys ever heard that moment when like your parents like gave you that glare. And you just knew what they were saying, and then he had to talk to you.
No, we never got in trouble. We weren't smart mouths.
Perfect angel.
Still
perfect
are.
Angel. Still there.
You still are.
Still there. No
well,
problem.
Like we were mentioning, you've got a chance to win all day today for the new album, If I Never Speak Again, from Hearts Like Lions.
So, Steven, when you sit down to write an album about, you know, where you start from, what's that? Those things that you need to say, like what kind of stuff are you saying in this album?
Yeah, a lot of it's just kind of like going through, like, just like even past relationships with friends, with family, just like tons of like rough times where it's maybe like where I never, like, for me personally, I'm not a person that likes to talk a lot about, like, even just, like, what's going on in my life, or it's really hard for me to share my feelings. And so a lot of it is just this, like, revisiting those, like, even though, like, I'm okay with, like, what happened, whether it's, like, lost friendships or just, like, hardships within family, like, I'm okay with what happened. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't go back and change it because those, like, those feelings were, like, totally okay to have. But it's just, like, going back and seeing those feelings and, like, maybe revisiting, be like, well, you know what would I have done differently in that situation, you know, now that I have, like, a clear head. And just kind of being like, hey, like, I may have never said this about this situation, but, like, these are all my thoughts on it. And a lot of it is kind of frustration because a lot of the songs are kind of, like, about people kind of always having to tell you what to do or, like, giving their advice.
Yeah.
When really sometimes the best thing, I think, for people is when they tell you about things, I think they just want you to be there to listen. And you can be like, man, that really sucks, and I'm sorry, and, like, I'm here for you. And I don't know. I just don't think that everyone always has to have a solution to fix your problem.
Just sometimes listening is enough.
Yeah.
Right on. So this is Steven from Hearts Like Lions asking you to please listen to him.
Yes. Listen.
From this point on, please.
Just
if
listen.
Not, yes. Please, it's all he's asking. But that's true. That's a really good point.
It absolutely is.
Because, you know, you always do feel pressure, like you have to fix everything right then and there. But if you stop and listen, you'd be amazed at what that can do for the person, too.
Yeah. And I don't think that has to be every time. I think there's totally times where advice is awesome. And, I mean, there's so many people who are there and are going to be able to give you awesome advice, but it just doesn't have to be everyone.
Everyone or all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, so true, so true. So, Steven, how is the band doing? We haven't talked to Hearts Like Lions in a while. You've got this new album. Like, how
it's
are the guys?
It's out today, yep.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we've been good. It's been kind of crazy. It's like we've been busy but not busy at the same time. Like, last year was kind of a dead year. We recorded this album in January 2016.
Jeez!
So, yeah, so it's been a year almost. So we recorded for about 6 weeks, January into February. Then we had two tours last year with Hail of the Sun and then the other one, Hotel Books. I think we also, seems like a blur. I think we played Creation Fest last year.
Yeah.
It's so hard to even remember.
Yeah, what happened. Yeah.
If you're asking me, I don't know.
Yeah, right. And then after that, we just kind of we ended the year with a tour too, but we didn't tour as much as we did the previous year when we visited. Or no, did we visit you guys last year?
Listen, Steven, you need to learn to remember this stuff. Okay, come on.
It feels like a blur because now I'm sitting here thinking like, man, we're releasing this album.
It's like, when was it?
Over a year ago, I was in the studio and recording it, and like it seemed like a long time, but now it feels like yesterday that we just finished it.
It goes by quickly, even though in the moment it seems like forever.
Yeah, it's just like now it's just been us busy getting all the behind the scenes stuff done and getting everything ready, and then for the three of us, me, Nick, and Luke, we all live in Long Beach, so we kind of see each other regularly. But Michael lives in San Luis Obispo, so he's coming down. He comes down tomorrow, and then that's when we start practicing. And we have shows on Sundays, and then we leave for tour shortly after that.
Yeah, so you're going to be out there touring to support the album, like almost right away, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think I'm about the 17th. We have like a. We're trying to do like fun, like different little shows that you wouldn't normally do around Long Beach here. So Sunday, we're actually playing in a thrift store.
Oh, that's
they're,
cool.
Like, so they're moving like the clothes around, and then it's going to be like a cool like 4 to 6 event that people would just get to hang out and shop if they want or listen to us, you know.
Mostly, well, Steven would like you to listen first. And
could
then
you
for,
guys please listen?
For Radio U Ohio, you can check out through radiou.com. You can get the details on Hearts Like Lions. We'll be playing with The Ongoing Concept on March 13th. So that is another show that's upcoming. You can get the details, again, through radiou.com.
Cool. Well, Steven, it's been really great talking to you, man. We wish you absolute best of luck and hope to see you soon.
Yes, we're excited to be back in Ohio, so...
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
The Music Friday. Thanks again to Steven for joining us from Hearts Like Lions. Of caller number 7, If I Never Speak Again, their album, that's the name of it, which is out available starting today. Phil was caller number 7.
Hello, Phil.
Good morning. Hello. Phil. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Well, congratulations. You enjoy Hearts Like Lions, their new album, because you got a copy.
Appreciate it, guys.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, Phil, what are you doing? What are you doing this weekend?
my 1 year old just turned 1.
Aww.
So we're having like a family get together for him.
Big party.
So. Oh, huge.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We DJ parties. So like when he just remember
fly down to Oklahoma.
Sure. When he's a little older.
When he turns 2. You remember we had this conversation, okay?
And all it takes is paying OB an airfare and cake. That's about it.
Oh, man. Lots of cake.
Take care, man. Have a great weekend.
Have a good day. Bye.
Actually, I want you to, just for a second, just go with me for a minute.
Yeah.
You go to a party. It's for a one-year-old. And what do? For a one-year-old? You let them have their own cake.
The own little piece?
Yeah, and they're like jamming it in their face and making that mess. I have pictures of me. My mom has a picture of me with my own cake. And people say I can't remember that cake. And I tell them they're a liar because I remember
it. You can't remember the cake when you were 1? Like, I know you love cake, but you don't remember 1.
I swear
you
I remember
the memory of the photo.
That's what everybody says. They say memory's reconstruction, so you remember the photo. And I'm telling you right now.
Don't you point your finger at me.
I remember putting that cake in my face.
You do not at 1 year old. You do not. You don't have a memory like that.
It is possible.
It is not.
It is.
I know you're extra smart, but not like that.
I'm actually not very smart, but
you are too.
I'm just telling you that I have a there's another couple of things from that age that I have a memory of that people say that I can't possibly remember, and I tell you I can, because my dad put this little handle on a door that I could open, and I'm telling you right now, in my mind, I can remember my hand on that handle.
Are you remembering the memory?
I know, everybody says.
Or are you remembering people telling you, and that's your memory?
They say that memory is also reconstruction, but I swear to you, I remember eating that cake. Swear to me! I swear I do!
Fine, you do. Great.
Nobody.
No, you remember your cake when you were 1 year old.
Maybe I was 2. I don't know, but I swear I remember that cake.
I know you love cake, so.
Don't you understand, Nikki? It's my earliest childhood memory.
Of cake? Eating, how fitting is that?
Eating cake is my earliest childhood memory, which is why I'm drawn back to it all
over
the time.
Over and over again.
I am trying to recapture my childhood innocence, and so I'm constantly reaching for that cake. But let's get back to the now, all right? Oh my gosh, this is perfect. Listen to this business plan, okay? We set up a DJ service, which we have one.
We have one.
And we typically were like birthdays and like Christmas
graduations,
parties, weddings. Like we do all this stuff. But what if we, and I don't think this is a thing yet, so this is an untapped market, we do 1 year old birthday parties and we make it like a thing. And part of the package, okay, you ready? Part of the package is that I go in there and I also get my own cake. That I sit right next to the birthday kid and we both bury our heads in cake and we're like putting our hands in it and smearing it on our faces and stuff.
Well, then that birthday becomes not about the 1 year old, but you.
No. Oh my gosh. No. Okay. That could be
said. How is this a service?
No, that could be said about any time that you bring a DJ in. It's like, oh, they're on the mic. I guess the whole wedding was about them.
No, but that cake moment.
But now, think of all the fun. Hey, that's Obadiah from Radio U.
Get him a piece of cake.
He's right in there with the kid. The photo ops. That is, Nikki, I got a word for you. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Shareable.
Shareable?
That is shareable.
You can get a lot of hits on that.
Viral.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Because people love when they go to a party and the DJ is the focus of the attention. That's their favorite thing.
And if you try to match like the outfit with the little one.
I'm in.
You could have a matching outfit.
The all new Radio U onesie. Adult sizes available.
Great.
Because we had to make them for me.
I'm not setting that up for you. I set up other I'm not setting up this one. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Nikki, I want you to look up Vision. Read about it, because you're lacking it right now.
You know, like how people say, over my cold, dead body?
Yeah.
It's over my cold winter sun.
I don't want you to die, Nikki. It's your birthday this weekend.
I'm not setting up that. And you're also not having cake at my party, in case that's what you think you're doing.
This is all because I wasn't willing to gratis DJ Nikki's birthday party. I told her, I sent her a form and gave her a fee structure, and she got all
and
offended.
I appreciate the discount, but it wasn't enough.
This is some of the worst riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the riot.
Well, it's only taken us about an hour to leap into the illegal end of the pool now.
Okay, so follow with me, guys, right?
All right.
Okay, so Obi gave me for my birthday Mario Galaxy 2.
Yes, I did.
Now, I don't have a Wii and I haven't had one for years, but my mom does.
Why did he get it?
Because I wanted to play this the other weekend. I really want to play this so bad.
4 weeks. And even on Monday this week, she got onto Amazon and she was like, oh, Super Mario Galaxy 2 is on sale.
It was on sale. I was going to go to the store and get it, but I just never followed through.
But she doesn't have a Wii. But she told me that she was going to go borrow her mom's Wii and get Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Because she never uses it. That was only like, can you come over and play the bowling thing like years ago? So that was fine. But what I do have is a Mac. And what I would rather do is play this on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So
there is a piece of software out there of dubious means. Called Dolphin.
How could something called Dolphin be
shady?
Shady.
How many?
What'd you say? Yeah.
Okay, I used the phrase hardcore dolphin emulation.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
And Nikki thought that sounded like a very bad sentence.
It does.
Because I described a certain staff member that for a couple of years was into hardcore dolphin emulation. What?
That sounds horrible.
Hardcore.
No, it just sounds bad. But I want...
Nikki wants to figure out how to play Super Mario Galaxy 2 on her Mac.
Well, so I know I just need to rip the game, but I own the game, so it's not too shady because
I'm sure it breaks the DMC, but I'm not here. I'm not going to be there to see it happen.
That's fine. It's like ripping the tag off the mattress. It's fine. I own it, so it's fine.
Okay.
But I want to do that, and then I can use Dolphin to play it on my Mac, right?
Theoretically, here's where the other place where it's going to get a little shady is that you're either going to have to...
A controller?
Bluetooth pair a controller to your Mac, or the other thing that you could do is that some people I know with Dolphin, you can play... Like, Eric's got an Xbox controller.
Yes.
With the right drivers, that will also work with your Mac. I've tried... Now, it's been like 2 years since I've done that, so the drivers have to be better by now. Now, they're third-party drivers.
Sure.
Oh, and now we're all the way in!
Here we go!
Third-party drivers for someone else's whatever, emulating this and ripping discs. Nikki,
hardcore.
You are into emulation hardcore. That's where you're at.
Doesn't anybody just already have it?
Well, the other thing you could do is, and I know this is really hard, is, and it already started, you could make Eric go over to your mom's house
and
get the Wii.
Yeah, I know. I could do that too. How boring it would be to play the game on the platform they suggest.
You could play it down
okay,
in
now,
the theater thing on like a huge screen.
I really want it to go. I would like to play this on a Wii. That's fine. For Mario Galaxy 2. It's my favorite game. I would like to play it more on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play it the most on my phone. So
I honestly really don't think that can happen.
Don't say no. Never say no. Is there another step to get it on my phone?
Wii emulation on iPhone. Let's Google this and see what we see.
So that's what I really want
most. Here's a Dolphin test.
Without breaking everything on my phone.
Let's see. Dolphin still runs pretty slow on my iPhone 6S. So,
probably a no.
Disables your email function. Is that okay?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to jailbreak your phone too.
Well,
come on.
What if I get a second phone?
I feel like we're down. I feel like we're using that word
what
again.
What if I get a burner?
HXC.
I don't care.
What if I get a burner?
I don't care.
Seems totally reasonable to me.
Okay, so I know you might think that's
$700 for this other iPhone I'm going to get here.
It doesn't have to be an iPhone. It could just be whatever, because it could be something that I could break.
A touch platform of some kind?
Yes, just to play Mario Galaxy 2 on a phone.
At that point, you might as well just go ahead and buy yourself another laptop, and we'll make that one a Windows laptop, because
no,
then you won't need those third-party drivers for the controller. I'm enjoying this conversation, by the way.
Like, I'll play the game on my phone in bed.
This was the worst of the riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Two beef patties, bacon.
Two big fatties.